It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Heavy rains caused flash floods and mudslides in Larimer County, northwest of Fort Collins, Tuesday night. At least one person died and five homes were destroyed, according to the sheriff's office, as logs and other debris were washed into the Cache Laputa River. Residents, businesses, and campgrounds were evacuated. Emergency crews are still assessing the damage this morning. Todd Evans was camping when someone told him about the flooding. At first, he didn't think it was serious.
Until the cop came by and said, you guys need to get out. That's when we started hurrying and trying to just jam and stuff in the truck. You know.
The Front Range has missed another deadline to reduce ozone pollution. High temperatures, wildfire smoke, and vehicles back on the roads after the pandemic combined to help ozone form in the atmosphere. Missing the EPA's deadline to comply with 2008 ozone standards means the federal government could downgrade Colorado's air quality status and force the state to impose more regulations on smaller sources of pollution. Colorado health insurance rates seem to have stabilized as doubts about the Affordable Care Act and the pandemic appear to be moderating. Health insurance companies proposed average increases next year of a little over 1% in individual market premiums and 5% in small group market. Michael Conway, the insurance commissioner, credits a state program that helps cover the most expensive customers.
The reinsurance program helps subsidize the highest cost folks in the state, the highest cost claims in the state.
He says they estimate Coloradans are saving an average of 24% more on their premiums than if the program weren't in effect. Preliminary insurance filings also show insurance carriers are offering plans in the 10 counties that only had one insurance company. Colorado will build a statue to memorialize World War II Major General Maurice Rose. State lawmakers announced the project Tuesday. Rose, who was killed in combat in 1945, is said to be the highest-ranking Jewish soldier in U.S. history. He grew up in Denver with his family and was also a veteran of the First World War. House Speaker Alec Garnett helped pass a resolution approving the statue's construction.
This really is something that I think is going to help every generation of school-age kids who come and visit the Capitol.
The statue will stand at the newly renamed Lincoln Veterans Memorial Park across from the state capitol. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.